Welcome to Question Period. I'm Evan Solomon. Today, Canada is ground zero for security as key leaders from Canada's closest allies are gathering here to deal with new terror and new cyber threats. With Canada Day coming up, just how safe are we? Today on the program, new threats.
Obviously, Canada condemns this heinous and cowardly attack.
After a Canadian allegedly committed a terror attack in the United States, what will the head of Homeland Security and the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions say to Canada's Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale today? Will the border thicken over security concerns? Minister Ralph Goodale joins us to find out. Plus, promises kept?
We have an ambitious plan, and we will continue to work hard on that plan.
Or promises broken?
We know that he's not even going to try to balance the budget, but could he at least try, since now we know the budgets just don't balance themselves?
The new leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, Andrew Scheer, joins us on how he plans to reset the Conservative Party's agenda and rebuild the party to fight Justin Trudeau. Also today, it's report card time. What are the biggest challenges ahead for the Trudeau government?
There is no relationship quite like the relationship between Canada and the United States.
Our scrum weighs in on the political hits and misses so far in 2017. This is Question Period. Let's go get some answers. When a Canadian man crossed the U.S. border and stabbed a police officer in Flint, Michigan last week, border security and terror once again shot to the top of the agenda. Today, the two top U.S. security officials, the Director of Homeland Security, John Kelly, and the U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, are here in Ottawa, joining Canada's other security allies to meet with the Public Safety Minister, Ralph Goodale. Now, all this comes in the wake of the government's tabling of their new anti-terror legislation. Is the U.S. now concerned about Canada's border security? Let's find out. Joining me now, the Minister of Public Safety, Ralph Goodale. Good to see you, sir.
Good to be here.
A very big issue, 49-year-old man from Montreal, Canadian man, crosses the border, goes to Flint, Michigan, stabs a police officer with a 12-inch blade in the neck. The U.S. considers it an act of terror. Take us to the back room. The concern is that the security issue, the terror issue, thickens the border. What did you and your counterparts talk about?
Well, we communicated very thoroughly all through that incident to make sure that we understood exactly what was going on and that Canada was cooperating and assisting in any way that we could with the investigation. The cross-border relationship in terms of policing and security is a very strong relationship.
But was this guy on Canadian radar or American radar?
No, not on
nothing.
Not on either.
So still no idea what motivated him?
The investigation is still in its early days, and we'll see what that reveals, but there appears to be no prior knowledge or background on either side of the border.
But this is going to be the top issue, obviously, Sunday. You meet with the Five Eyes community, Australia, the UK, the United States and Canada, and New Zealand. They all meet. But of course, for you, you'll be meeting with both the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, and the Director of Homeland Security. Have they indicated that they would like to in any way change the security protocol on the U.S.-Canadian border in the wake of this terror attack?
No, they have not. In fact, a few days ago, just as the incident was unfolding, I had the opportunity to talk to Secretary Kelly just to make sure that our cross-border cooperation was full and complete and that we were providing all assistance that we could to the U.S. investigation. And, of course, that goes without saying. But in the conversation, he made it very clear that he had great confidence in the border operations on the Canadian side, just as we can have confidence in their operations on their side, and that the notion of thickening the border was just not a part of their consideration.
Not, okay, because there's already been political talk from some U.S. politicians who say, hey, we're watching the southern border, we gotta watch the northern border now. How do you avoid getting caught up in the politics of border security in the U.S., which are an absolute maelstrom, as you know?
Well, you just make very sure that on the Canadian side of the border, we are doing the things that need to be done to make sure that border is secure and safe, and at the same time, efficient and effective, that it functions well for legitimate travel and trade. This was a character who was doing something for whatever purpose. We'll investigate that and find out what the facts are. but it was not a failure in border security.
When you meet Secretary Kelly of Homeland Security and Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, the other big threat is cybersecurity and the fact that every intelligence agency in the U.S. has said that the Russians hacked that U.S. election, to what effect remains unclear. I mean, Jeff Sessions himself has been called in front of a committee to testify, as you know. Will you be speaking to them about the threats, not only to the U.S., but cyber threats from particularly from Russia to Canada?
Well, there are cyber threats that affect all of the Five Eyes countries from a variety of different sources. They can be government sources, they can be military sources, it can be Russia, it can be China, it can be Iran, it can be a whole variety
of sources. But is it Russia? You guys have been ducking around this question all week, and I know we have cyber threats. Is Russia specifically, because the U.S. has named Russia, is Russia specifically a cyber threat to Canada in our election or in any way?
Oh, we're going to be very alert to that. The risk is significant, so we want to make sure that we have the cyber legal and constitutional framework and the operational capacity to deal with that, to keep Canadian systems safe, obviously the systems that go to our democratic way of life, but also our banking system, our telecommunications system, our hydroelectric and energy systems.
When you talk about telecommunication, will it come up with Secretary Kelly? Because we've heard the U.S. is unhappy that Canada has given the green light to a Chinese takeover of the telecom satellite company NorSat here in Canada. Have they expressed to you concerns that you're letting a Chinese company take over a Canadian company that has sensitive telecom technology?
No. In fact, the analysis was done appropriately by the Canadian intelligence agencies, both CSIS, but particularly National Defence. And concluded that through the normal screening process that is done meticulously, that the risk was not there.
Even though there was not a full national security review.
There's a whole series of steps that are taken to ensure that that every proper threshold is met for the security clearance.
And the U.S. is not unhappy? The reports are that the U.S. is unhappy that a Chinese company is buying that.
There's been nothing of that nature drawn to my attention.
What is the key thing on the agenda as the Five Eyes community? Five Eyes are the key allies in terms of security and cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. What will be the top
issue? Well, we will do, obviously, the complete global review of risks that present themselves to all five countries. So we'll have a good security and intelligence overview. Counter-radicalization will be a topic of important discussion. How can you detect this stuff in advance and then intervene in the appropriate way to head it off as much as possible? Cyber and our capacity to deal with that constant bombardment of attempts to break into various systems, public and private, all around the world, that will be part of the review as well. And the global work against terrorist cells and where they exist and how we can collaborate and cooperate with each other to be effective in dealing with them.
People are watching what happens in Europe, you know, whether it's Brussels, whether it's in the UK, Manchester, London, you name it. Has the threat gone up? Are new measures being taken right now?
There's a threat assessment group within the
right.
Government of Canada that is constantly watching all of the factors and changes in factors all around the world. If they detect anything that would indicate that there's a greater threat to Canada, that is reported and discussed immediately with the director of CSIS, and the director of CSIS makes the call as to whether the threat level should change or not. And at the moment, all of those officials have done their job meticulously, and they tell me there is no reason to adjust the threat level in Canada. It stays at medium, where it's been since the fall of 2014.
Well, you and I are sitting here, and in our studios, we're looking over on Centre Block on Parliament Hill. The stage is already set for the 150th anniversary celebration of Canada 150. And obviously, security is a big concern. It almost as if, when you're with your Five Eyes community, you're next on the, okay, there's a date to watch. What new security protocol will you take on Canada Day across the country, but specifically here on Parliament Hill?
Well, obviously, I don't discuss those measures publicly.
But there are new security protocols?
The the existing protocols are fully activated, let me put it that way.
Okay.
And there's complete cooperation among all levels of police, the municipal city police here in Ottawa, and the RCMP, the OPP as well. That kind of seamless collaboration takes place all over the country. There'll be a major gathering here, obviously, several hundred thousand people, but there will be events.
Extra security, though?
Every precaution that needs to be taken will be taken to make sure that Canadians are kept safe as they celebrate our national holiday.
All right, we'll watch your meeting with your fellow members of the community, the security community, and I just hope, sir, that you're not busy Canada Day, and I hope all of us are nice and safe on Canada, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
I hope I have a very boring day.
Yes, I hope you do too. Thanks. And we hope all you have a great Canada Day. But coming up on this program, the new leader of the opposition says Canada's new anti-terror laws are too lax. But he has his own issues to deal with. Can he keep the Conservative Party united? Andrew Scheer joins us next on Question Period. Stay with us.
These aren't taxes on the 1%. These are taxes on hardworking middle-class families. When will the Prime Minister stop attacking the very people he claims to help?
Yeah.
Andrew Scheer has only been on the job for about a month, but the man known as Stephen Harper with a smile is not smiling.